closet. Oh, she did start. I just see.
All right, Shannon.
Yes, let's go ahead and call the meeting. Order at 6:10. And for Leo, maybe we can go around and introduce ourselves. Yeah. We can go ahead and start with Russ Williams. Who just came in. So.
Perfect. Russ Williams and member.
How long have you been a member of the committee? Is that a...
5 years.
5 years. Yes.
Well, on the committee when I came on, so it's been a while.
Russell owns a business. And
yeah, I assume most of you are involved with some business. So.
Let's just stay from Egypt down on Highway 43, across the Bold Fire Station.
Okay.
This will be my 10th year in Westland.
Okay, I'm Leo Groner. I'm your city council liaison, Newland City Council. I've retired, well, 3 times. I've been retired again someday. But anyway, I've been teaching and in IT and in consulting. Actually, my partner and I have worked at sort of home-based businesses. I was doing tutoring, mostly Zoom. And she does psychological counseling. Again, it's not Zoom, but it's virtual. So we both still have our hands in.
Nice. Well, we're glad that you're here and congratulations on getting elected to city council. Heather, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Heather Jones. I have been a member, I think I'm going on my 2nd year. I've lived in West Lynn my whole life and I'm a realtor. And I have a whiny dog tonight.
Shannon Knight, I'm the vice chair. And I have been at West Lynn for 17 years now. So I have 3 businesses now. One that I've had for 27 years now. It's been in West Lynn maybe 15 of those. And that's a sports eyewear sunglass store. And then I also own the Sid Lab here that we talked about. And then I just started a new business this year called Fort Hill Northwest, and we'll be doing lessons and demos and tours of on an electric surfboard, basically. So we will be in more in the community, bringing tourism stuff here.
That's good.
I'm Shannon Eilis, and I'm the chair. We've been in West Lynn almost 7 years. And then I own a business that I'm a realtor as well, but I own my own business. And I also run a women's networking group called Spark Roundtable.
Yeah, Shannon's been bringing all the women-owned businesses together and a lot of networking, which has been great.
Yeah, it's been really fun.
Yeah. So my name is Alina Schnarr, and we already met, but for the record, I am the business support staff and the economic development coordinator for the city. And I was hired just over a year ago. It's a new position for the city. They haven't really had anyone in formal economic development for several years. So when I first started, it was a lot of getting to know the organization and committee, and I did a survey out to businesses, and we've just been sort of over the last year putting together what's been going on in West Lynn as far as economic development. We reviewed existing economic development plans, previous work plans, and tried to put together a strategy that we thought would be beneficial for the city based on those and council's goals last year, and that's what's reflected in the 2023 goal list that I gave you. Because council's session was delayed, we haven't really had a formal recommendation from council on what they want us to focus on. But as you well know, what your council priorities are, we sort of have an idea of where things
are. Yeah, one of them was Route 43 development, and that overlaps with.
Yeah. So this committee meets once a month, as you know, and a lot of it has been sort of, you know, updates from what I've been doing, because I was first tasked to do business support work for the city, doing grant programs and helping, business outreach and so the larger economic development piece, I feel like is often not a large part of the conversation, but we hope to have it come to the forefront more as waterfront project, the TIF and the Highway 43 rezoning comes into play. So we're a work in progress. I feel like we've made progress on our own without a lot of direction from council, but I hope that they continue to sort of prioritize the business community. And, you know, if this committee needs to morph or change as needed, you know, we're kind of open to that. There's been discussions of whether it should be a business support advisory group, community development group, or, you know, continue on with economic development. So feel free to offer, you know, ideas, suggestions as we go through things. I think what you will end up doing is sort of updating council on things that we discuss. And I think they're also, as you probably know, working on maybe formulating that system more and having the chair write a little update after each meeting.
Yeah, if you're going to make recommendations, we'd like to see those recommendations.
Yeah, yeah. And so we'll be curious to see what comes out of the finalized adoption of the goals. And so right now we're just, yeah, working on our own kind of strategy based on what we feel the need is. So yeah, that's a little bit about where we're at. Feel free to ask questions as we go along. And there's a couple other members that aren't here, Josh Cheney, Josh Carter. So.
Tanner,
right. Tanner Woody, yeah, I'm surprised.
I forgot to put him on here.
I did?
Yes.
Oh no, sorry, Tanner.
On the agenda.
A little, maybe I was an omen that he knew he was going to be absent.
Okay, moving on, public comment.
Did you say that Keisha was making a job?
She's like an hour ago said she was going to come in person, so. She wanted to make sure that was okay, that dependent person, so because she forgot to sign up.
Let me just.
She might not know where the room is. No, she's been here before.
She has. Okay. I just want to double check.
Sorry. Yeah, no, there was a sign. So.
Take down the door with a big arrow.
Hopefully that will.
It's pretty selfish.
Lead anyone? Yeah.
Room's room people.
It's so strange to have you here and Heather there because Heather usually sits there.
Here usually.
And you're usually there. So mixing things up tonight.
That's right.
Musical chairs, please.
Well, and especially, you know, with COVID, we were completely online 2.5 years. So even after COVID, even after the pandemic kind of ended, we were online for still several months after that.
I think it officially ends today. So.
Yes.
The council day is on one of the things I was going to say is that it. You go to the trainings and then they say the council comes up with ideas and they shoot it to EDD that no longer get recommendations back. Feedback that we've got from council in the past was like, no, you come up with all the ideas, send them to us.
I don't see why I can't work both ways.
But then it felt like, at least from my perspective, that we would send ideas and then not like it was like thrown it into the abyss. Like we didn't get a lot of response.
You're not the first person who's given us that feedback, and we take it serious. And we're going to try to amend our ways. So but I think we can send ideas in both directions, basically.
Yeah, and I think that that's. Hi. Hi, Keisha. Welcome.
Yeah.
Feel free to grab a seat in the way you like. Standing next to me.
We are actually right at the public comment section if you want. Right when you walk in.
Well, I do know that our public works director is no more. And how is that going to affect the movement and process for the development for economics in the 6 West 1 for the short term?
Well, his deputy is substituting for him, so projects continue to go on. Hopefully there's nothing lost in the process.
And how are we going to, can I ask
this is a new city council.
I'm not sure I have right answers.
How are those checks and balances put in place?
I'm going to have to put on that one.
It's probably a city manager question.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that I can't speak to that, but I think And I think too, in public comments, we don't have to necessarily respond.
Yeah.
I can find follow up with the city manager, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
I know that.
He does have a public outreach person that is actively doing communications work, but I don't know how the change of hands with the interim. Eric Leaves is the interim.
Are you just worried at the meeting last night, Keisha?
No.
Okay. Because that public works communication person came to the meeting, answered a lot of our questions. So they're still moving forward. They've already started basically on the 10th Street corridor. So they took the feedback. We were giving feedback kind of in opposition to the neighbors, but there's a couple of us business owners that were on there that were like, please make the construction happen at night. Because you know it's really the instances that happen, construction shut down during the day. So I don't feel like there's that many neighbors there that would be, but there was one concerned about it. So from a business perspective, I know that that project is still moving forward. As of right now, they've already started on building that alley behind those businesses that are losing their driveway. You know, I think everything's good. I mean, Eric was very involved with most of the projects, even, you know, when Lance was in charge. So I think it should be.
I think it'd be probably best coming from internal staff.
Yeah, I'm relatively seamless. I think Eric knows enough, but yeah, I mean, obviously that's sitting in for Paul on that. But yeah, so far we know the biggest project that they're working on right now is 10th Street. And so that is moving forward.
Yeah, and a good, from my angle, this is just a good update. I'm working with Luke Borland, who's the Public Works Communications person, to provide updates to the business community through my newsletter. So I send out a monthly newsletter, sometimes more, to everyone that's licensed in the community. And so I've asked different departments if they want to send out updates. So Luke and I just met, and this will probably go out next week, a week after. Just a little update on the timeline, which I think will be great. We'll probably do a couple of those. But yeah, I can pass on your question to John Williams. Yeah, thank you.
Anything else? All right. We're moving on to approving the meeting notes. April?
I looked at them and they look good to me, so I will move to approve the April 15, 2022 meeting.
Second.
Heather, are you there?
I am. I was going to second, but I'm still here.
Okay. All right. So everyone in favor?
Yes.
Yep.
I'm in.
All right. Then approved. Okay, so we're moving on to the city council priorities and discussion.
Yeah, I included this just I didn't know at what point, like I mentioned, the priorities would be like adopted. And I talked to John Williams today and he said that that's still you know, being worked on. So I thought, and you're welcome to speak to this if you'd like to share. Mm-hmm. I printed
these are our goals though. These aren't what council came up with goals.
Right, no, that's a different document.
Formally printed anywhere. I have my own notes from the meeting.
Yeah, and I printed.
That's what I would like to know is what council's goals ended up being as far as they relate to economic development.
Not in any particular priority order, but
yeah,
one was protecting the environment. Another was improving our relationship with the Native American tribes, public safety, recreation, and that basically had to do with a proposal for an indoor recreation area, which may include a teen center. Transport was another, which had several aspects. One was Route 43, which means a lot of work, obviously. Those were some of our major priorities. There were other things that were kind of in progress. So the waterfront visioning, basically I believe we're formally, we've had already signed the contract or we're about to sign a contract.
Yeah.
We have had interviews with a voice review and recommend the new advisory group. And we've each individually voted for people to be on the group. So I don't know if those votes have been collated yet. I guess actually we're the first deadline for the voting, so even not a all voting may come in yet. And we also, there were a number of changes to the council rules. And I will take your recommended change about quorum as a potential change to the rules. I think it's a reasonable one.
Yeah, can I see that document again? I mean, I can do that for you if you'd like.
Just because we're supposed to work on specifically what is a council priority. So I just wanted to see which ones were related to economic development as far as when we develop our work plan, making sure they're in line with council goals.
Yeah, exactly. And I think.
The TIF certainly in the 43 are two big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And transfer, this a shuttle bus is something that's come out of this committee several times before too, because the easier we can get people with parking being more of a problem down in Willamette area, and it's becoming really popular with food carts and stuff like that. If we had a bus that could bring people down, get more customers down there that didn't have to park, you'd be helping businesses out too with that. It's always a challenge. Well, I've always, and when I used to be a president of Historic Willamette Main Street. And so we actually got a grant at one point to have a shuttle bus that went from Willamette Park to the Main Street and just circled. Because in the summer, we have so many people that are out there boating and kayaking and all the sports, the softball team. We have so many people down there. No one wants to walk up that hill to go to a restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Have some food and come back. If we had a shuttle bus that just circled that area, you know, I got a grant for it and then COVID hit, so we never were able to complete that grant. But we just thought a shuttle bus just circling that area would be a lot of extra revenue for those businesses that they people just hop on.
Presumably you still have the material on the grant application, the details of that. That might be worth revisiting.
From that list, Highway 43, it said land use and something else. I didn't write it down, but the corridor sounds like a big goal for the council.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a, that's been a priority of ours, like I said in the beginning.
Since I've been on it. Yes, many years. And the waterfront plan, I didn't write them all down, but it sounded like the corridor and the waterfront plan, and it seemed like there was something else. There was at least one.
The copiers, I was trying to make copies, but the copiers jammed up for some reason, but you're welcome to take a look at that. That is something that I think.
Oh, yeah. You will have to learn about that.
Yeah.
And everyone's a tolling. I don't know anyone that's tolling. For tolling.
ODOT is.
Yeah. Yes. I also sit on the STRAC committee for ODOT. So, yes, I am very familiar with ODOT. Even with the pause, they were made it all positive.
Yeah.
We're still ready to do the work. Tolling.
So better word than I said it, but it's just
Chris, Jules, for introducing bills to put a pause to it.
Yes. Miss having her at this level, but she's doing great work at the legislative level. So was there anything else?
Well, I think my thoughts on that are just wondering, and this is sort of a question, rhetorical question, is I've asked for the planning department and for John Williams to keep us sort of like how the EDC is going to intersect with those specific projects. Because if they're not currently on the docket, then there's not, you know, anything else for us to really work on. You know, those are the few projects that, like, you know, the TIF and waterfront plan and Highway 43, if those, you know, are not actively being connected with the EDC, then it's like we're not going to make up our own sort of ideas about it. We'll have to So I don't know in, I don't know when that timeline is, but I feel like that is gonna, that's sort of farther down the road. And so my understanding is, that's where I'll be curious to see sort of what the sub goals are on there.
On the TIF, I looked at the statement of work. I can make sure you get a copy of that. And it's fairly detailed. A large part of it is getting community involvement on the TIF. Three zones, I understand, one of which is the historical center. And well, the other is basically the Willamette Drive area, the business district. And the third is the area that came.
And we did advise, we had one of our members last year participate in the working group. So that was great. It just, we'll have to continue, I'll have to continue to advocate to, I'd like to come up, I've recommended or requested that we get kind of a protocol of when should we have a planner or someone come to each meeting to sort of get us the updates and we can respond and make sure that one of us is on, you know, the prospective committees. So that, my only thoughts is without those projects that are listed, where does that leave? Leave the EDC. You know, is that creating our own work plan, which is what we've been doing?
Well, I think we would like two-way communication. I mean, that's kind of areas where we could use help in those areas. But I'm not saying don't, if you have other ideas, let's hear them.
Yeah.
And I think that was to Shannon's point. It's like, what's your agenda? Because we can work on a lot of things and send it into the.
Okay.
So that's.
I have seen it's kind of a detailed work plan of the consultant, and he's got several stages. I don't remember them off point or the calendar dates of community inputs.
And we don't expect you to provide all the answers right now because you're new and you're getting to know. And we have, I think it'll be, maybe we can work together to get that channel going and provide updates. And I can, we can work together. And if it's that form that they decide that they want to work on and you fill out the form and it goes to council or vice versa, hey, this is where things are at with these projects. And we need to get that info or feedback from the EDC. I think that they'll be all adopted. I don't know what the timeline is, but once goals are adopted, then it's, I guess it's formal. June. Do you know when you guys are going to be adopting the goals?
I don't know a specific timeline.
Yeah.
But yes. But I think we have to fill it out with some details.
That's right. Yeah. I was curious if the business community on the last 2022 set of goals, both in the original document in March and the update in I think June or July, that was priority to help with diversity, diversifying the business community and supporting our local chamber of commerce and historical element. And they're working what they do with the business community. And so I think that that, whether that's a council goal or not, that's going to be something that we want to continue to do. I think that that's a lot of what the focus of this committee has been in some ways.
I would say probably the only thing that is not necessarily in your goals that we continue to have a big focus on would be here on tourism. Again, it's a way for us to bring new customers into the city for our businesses. That's how we see it. But you know, as long as council is okay with us working on tourism, it's not an official goal. But otherwise, the other stuff aligns. You know, like Highway 43, you know, is already part of your goals and stuff like that. So the other the things on here are already kind of part of your goals, except.
So, what steps do you think could improve here? There's no motel, to my knowledge.
There's no motels, but you can develop a hotel tax ordinance using Airbnb.
Okay.
And we don't have a, right now, Airbnbs are running in the city that we know of, but we're not getting any revenue from that because we don't have an ordinance.
I did want to speak to that, Shannon, because I talked to the planning department and it has. There is an ordinance that was adopted. You know a lot about this as well, but it's 17 25 was amended to include.
Yeah, that they have to be the primary residence, but I don't think they're officially listed or they officially on board. Oh. They do have a tax. Okay, they did implement the tax. I wasn't sure they did implement the tax.
Yeah, no, this is good because I think. So I heard back from administration too. Again, this is draft, but it. You know, we already have the transient lodging tax. It's just finding ways to work on the zoning and, you know, eventually hopefully get a hotel. Yeah. I think would be a great win
we
for the.
Talked about a bed and breakfast potentially along. Main Street. There are opportunities. I know of an Airbnb down the street from my house that I know is not legally there. I think there's a lot of those that
but enforcement is like a FTE.
Is it what?
Full time employee, like just searching Airbnb.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting.
Like you can all of our code enforcement right now operates on complaint only. So if you complain about it, they can.
There was discussion about. I don't know how to generally say it, but bring on some staff to help increase our revenue, you know, work on these projects. Also, the businesses that aren't licensed. You know, I don't want to be a code enforcer. I'm trying to be the good guy. But just finding ways to, you know, improve our revenues. And so I think it's something that we could continue. Again, this is part of our work plan. So this is tourism was one of our goals and we started to create this work on. I'll show you this matrix that Shannon helped put together. But anyhow, it's something that we can continue kind of chip away because that would be a wonderful win too for the city is to find ways to bring in some more revenue, especially since
become a code enforcement on getting people to have business.
Oh yeah, because you had that.
I've been the code enforcer on the Westland Facebook page of like you don't get to post unless you have a Westland business license.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and that kid you had at what did you well you can bring that up another time, but yeah, we can hire you, Shannon.
6% strikes me as
low. Shannon,
it's not compared to other cities.
I think that's appropriate. Someone needs to do it
to start getting people.
Someone needs to enforce a business license.
Yeah. Everyone keeps saying, I don't have that business license. I do. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
One thing I like to tell people is we do have a code enforcement officer, and if somebody notices someone doesn't have a license, you know, we haven't typically gone after them, but I don't want to be that role, but it's like you can contact me or you can contact court enforcement and they can talk to them about it.
Carrots and sticks, and there's the stick, the enforcement door, there's the carrot when we were doing the community, the webpage redevelopment building and carrot for that, like when you register your business, like it creates a directory on the web city page.
Yeah.
And I think that got deferred to chamber. Chamber should really be separate from city.
Yeah.
And
well, I think
more focused on the events and the things the chamber wants to do to raise money to support the chamber, not so much creating a directory for everybody that just happens to be a business.
Yeah.
And so then just disconnect.
Yeah, and it is the website has improved over time, but we would like to put that. That's actually let's jump right there to the work plan because I think I put that under there.
Right, I put it under for businesses because if Shannon can get her website listed on a .gov back link to her website would be so much more credible. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge win for her.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to sell to business owners, but we just never built it into the.
Yeah.
And that's well, the last round of grants that when we were reading through the grants that you had to have for the one that's coming up, you had to have a business license. And I think there were a lot of people who didn't realize, oh, you mean Westland? I have a business license, but
yeah,
specific to Westland. So that was some impressive carrot. I think that got a lot of people
Yeah, I always got a little bit of a flurry around grant time, which I did. Well, I was hired last year. I did the first grant round and it was like kind of exploded the whole business license process. I would like to put on the record too that I put in a request to have finance, when they can come up for air, talk, come and talk to us about maybe improving the fee structure, because currently home occupation fees are quite high. So we have a lot of part-time artists or realtors or getting charged a lot. And then you'll have a brick and mortar that has a couple of employees and they'll be paying the discrepancy. So fees are going up. I will be letting the business community know that during around renewal time. That's, you know, there's nothing I can do about that. But carrots are good. And we did put in our new toolkit, which I was just rereading this. I was like, okay, this is good. And I still need to create, you know, what's the value of getting a business license? Because back to your point, people are finding resources and they're understanding, oh, if I get a license, then I get updates on grants. I'm pleased to know that almost half of the awardees, there's almost 50 applications, were people that have never gotten funding from the city, nonprofit. The reach went far to, and people are really excited. And I think we did add here, after you receive your business license, you'll be added to Westland's business support newsletter mailing list, which offers information on local events, business resources, and grants. Kind of a carrot, sort of. But I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, and I'm going
to
make
it. Get one of those to Keisha.
Oh, yeah, Keisha, would you like one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll have those out at the farmer's market. I'm going to go to the farmer's market a couple of times. But anyhow, I think I interrupted something.
Oh, no, that's okay. I just want to make sure we were finished with priorities, city council priority. Leo, just a quick comment. We have as one of our goals, and it's more vague, but continuing to work on creating a welcome and diverse business community. And so just encouraging city to have that kind of wording and that lens as they're looking at their goals of what can we do to reduce barriers to different types of businesses, different owners of businesses.
I would like to say too that I requested, and is that I put in that request that it's either, is it a first year free? Is it, you have to have a license, you can't kind of get around that, but is there other municipalities do things like, if you're working with a business coach or if you're doing A, B, and C, maybe get some sort of refund discount. So anyhow, I put that in there, but maybe that's something that we could readdress again if finance comes to a meeting.
Yeah.
Or we add it.
We have a grant program for, you know, low income or something like that, where it's a barrier.
Businesses are that owners.
Say it again.
I didn't really think the business license were that owners. Is that?
It's actually not, it's less than other municipalities.
If you have like a home-based business because it has that planning, the planning department has to go out and look at your house and make sure.
Kind of like the traffic panel.
So it's a couple $100 then when you have to add the planning into it.
And if you apply.
It's not, no, it's only like 100.
Yeah, but then plus this size, so I'm paying that too.
I think it depends. It's like 120 plus 59 is like 179.
And it's not prorated, so you pay the full amount, and then if the renewal comes up 2 months later.
It is prorated.
It is prorated, but it's not, I put in this request too, it's not prorated by the month. So if you apply after the beginning of January, you are prorated 50%. But if you apply like May, if you apply today, you're only prorated 50%, and then you get a renewal. So I have requested this, and I'd like people, you know, they can keep commenting again. It isn't a huge barrier. Like if you're, I'm a former business owner and you just have to pay all the things. I know it is hard, right? When you do a startup though, and you've got to get the Secretary of State, you've got to do all these different things. So I was also thinking, is there a way, this was an idea I had, to delay it? You know, it has to go through approval, but could it get some sort of
abatement?
Yeah, startup welcome, you know, or something. You will be billed. I would like to see it.
You're billed. Will be billed in 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. It strikes me that, you know, my business and actually my partner's business are both virtual. So it's a home-based business, but nobody comes to our house as part of it. It's all electronic.
Yeah. And technically, according to code, it's probably need one. But this, I want to say something about planning. Planning is actually reviewing every license now, and they'll review renewals. As a former zoning person, I do think it is helpful, even though some people are harmless, like your business, there's some home-based businesses that need you know, you'd want your neighbor to have a review so that you're monitoring parking and understanding what's going on. But it is tricky. I've had, you know, small part-time artists who are, I'd like to even the playing field and then really look at the structure a little bit more so that it's equitable. I don't know if that's the right word, but fair.
It was brought up. It didn't get anywhere, but so the incubator, but the city being the landlord that it is with the properties that are available, using one of them to incubate new businesses. So like they would get just rent over market prices for the first year or something, get them started.
This is a physical location or just
like a physical rent? Brick and mortar.
Okay.
Like the city owns all these different buildings, use one of them for a year. Within 2 years or under this much revenue, like you can come in and pay something that's below market rent, the city, like it's a win for the city because it's not being used for anything else. It's a win for the business. And then they would have to then go on after a period of time or the application process.
They could use the McLean House as like a revolving pop-up store. So
I would like to do that. I would like to. Sorry, I get excited. I want the McLean House to be a business hub.
Yeah.
Tourism. I'd like my office part-time be then the chamber. And then you can have your round table and we got business mixers.
Well, because we talked about Main Street with using our vacant properties as a pop-up, right? So you would temporarily put one of the businesses in the, or multiple. We talked about multiple. So like all the craft vendors or whatever could be in there for a period of time until it was rented full time. So you could use the plain house set up shop like every weekend or whatever. It could be a pop-up shop for all of the artists and vendors and that kind of stuff.
Maybe that should be something that just for the holiday season trying to do, but I think the Highway 43 business mixer could be at McLean House too. But I know there are a few businesses down there that also wanted to have it at there. I'm getting ahead, but another one of our goals is to reinvigorate the business community down on Highway 43 in anticipation of the rezoning and these future projects, because they often feel they're left out from what's happening on Willamette Falls Drive. And we've got a Main Street program going there, but it's wonderful. But there's all these other businesses that sort of feel like, you know, and they also want to meet each other too. So we would like to keep that as a goal. But anyhow,
is there anything else about city council priorities? Heather, do you have anything?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on. We've kind of already started talking about it, but let's move on to the 2023 work plan and the matrix.
I printed these two just for fun if you want to make notes. I can type in things here. I don't know how you want I don't know the best way to do this. Shannon put in some ideas, which are great, and I left some of them in here. What she did was there was a matrix that the EDC worked with years ago that was helpful. Put our goals here, business support, tourism, support planning related to economic development, Highway 43, things like that. Sub goals kind of in here, we could prioritize them and maybe vote or something. And then the timeline, but I put some of the other ideas over here because I thought we could farm them, you know, we could keep kind of an ongoing list and farm them in, because otherwise it gets sort of overwhelming for me, because it can create a lot of work. But I think if we selected one or two, tangible, you know.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's why they have priorities. If you put them all on that list, whatever you prioritize would be what you're working on. The other ones with lower priority or timeline, they could be way out in the future if you don't have time. But then you keep them all on the same list so we have our ideas consistent. Like these are the things. So when we're ready to work on the next one, like, okay, let's move this one up on priority.
Do you think that makes sense? Yeah. Do you think that we should vote on what goes on the list?
Sure. I mean, all I did was create the list from what we discussed at the last meeting.
Yeah.
So
take notes.
So, yeah, so.
I mean, I was just curious as a group, how you kind of want to move forward.
But, I mean, I would put them all on there and then we could vote on which ones are the priorities right now and then give those the priority.
Okay.
That makes sense, because I think everybody's got great ideas. So I think putting all the ideas on there and then we could vote which ones are the priorities.
Okay, so it's really just like a working document and then.
Yeah.
Go from there and you prioritize by maybe like numbers.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Or dates or whatever.
Each for notes? I don't know. You want one, Keisha? It's fun. You want one, Leo?
You got an extra.
Yeah, I mean, and if you.
I don't need it because I have.
No, I can just work off this one.
Well, I got the document originally.
That's true.
And I changed it around too, Shannon, just so you know.
Yeah.
This was from John Morgan.
This was based on kind of like John Morgan, he did his, but.
Well, I can put your other ones back in there. I think Shannon, Ilis, you wanted to really drill down and get a few more specific goals from the, you know, the original list. So, I think some of the stuff is already in the works and then other stuff, like I said, is going to, you know, there's nothing we can do until we get the planning department.
Right, so you, the subcommittee or person in charge just say, you know, planning department, so it's not us or whatever. So we know it's being worked on, but not by us.
And then goal three up there is a little bit different than our goal three. Is that, I mean, it's. Are we changing?
Shannon, I did change the
wording. Yeah, I did change the wordage because I thought it felt like it made more sense because those are already in process. They're not our goals. This is us supporting those goals that are already being worked on by planning.
Okay,
great. Because we can't like change them in any.
Just support.
So
it's more, yeah, like advice on highway. 43 rezoning. This is a priority, but we don't know when that's happening.
Maybe you can also, or make another tab or make a star or something where it is also a council goal.
Say it again. Oh, yeah.
Highlight it or something. We know it's a council goal, or put in the notes it's a council goal or whatever.
Yep.
Let me think about it. As I mentioned in the Highway 43 rezoning project about also building code. Reevaluating building code because current code doesn't allow for certain things like only 3 stories.
Yeah.
And it's probably not as applicable on Highway 43 as it is on the waterfront. So that was another thing that brought up asked about rezoning at 43, not just zoning, but code.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Code updates to the CDC related to
building heights.
Building heights was one of the things that was brought up.
Right.
Like we don't have hotels, but if you're gonna go build a bell
right.
hotel, like and you're 3 stories, or are you gonna go to
that maybe